This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we got a nice fall morning going. The clouds are gray behind the Crescent City Connection, lit up appropriately in purple and gold, I presume, for the LSU Tigers. If you average the temperatures throughout the area, about 56, there is some fog in the area combined with smoke. So if you're in the country, be aware of that, or in the country areas. And if you have any hints you can give us safely, text them to 504-260-1870. Highs in the mid-70s through the weekend, going up to the lower 80s by next week. No real chance for showers until Thursday. And then, is it real or not? Peyton Malone doesn't know. So we'll see. Every Friday here at WWL is a Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff Palermo joins us. Talk about the aforementioned LSU Tigers. How you doing, Jeff? Jeff Palermo, I can hear something in the background, so maybe...
Hey, are you there, Tommy?
I can hear you now. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. How's Garrett Nussmeier doing?
Well, that's the big question right now. Frank Wilson announced yesterday that he has re-aggravated that ab injury that obviously slowed him down early on in the season. But at this point, he is still set to be the starter tomorrow when LSU takes on Arkansas at 11:45 in the availability report, which is the SEC's version of an injury report. Nussmeier was listed as probable. So it's something that they are going to monitor and see. But we know Garrett Nussmeier is a tough kid. He wants to try to finish the season out strong, wants to play his final two home games at Tiger Stadium. So they'll do whatever they can to make sure that he's ready to go. And we'll see how effective he is. And Michael Van Buren has also been preparing to play this week too. So, and I think it, based on what Frank Wilson has been saying this week, is that they plan to play both quarterbacks. But, you know, it's just, if it isn't one thing, it's another for Garrett Nussmeier in a season that's been very difficult for him.
It's been cursed almost from the beginning, you know?
It really is.
For him.
You know, you go back to the fall camp, and there was this knee injury that he had, a minor one, and then there were practices that the media were allowed to watch, and Nussmeier didn't even participate in some of those practices, and Brian Kelly said he was on a pitch count, and then played well in the Clemson game, but then really didn't play very well beyond that. Kelly confirms that he's got some sort of injury, and he's been playing behind a bad offensive line, a lack of a running game. He's got new coaches. It's just what could go wrong has gone wrong for a kid that went into the season as a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the offensive line because, you know, in pass protection, I'm tired of seeing three on the defensive front beat five on the offensive front. I don't know how that continues to happen, but it does. Have you seen any improvement at all from this offensive line this year?
No, I really haven't. They tried to make another change in the Alabama game. Weston Davis, who's been really bad at right tackle, and it's just not what your eyes are telling you. If you look at the Pro Football Focus grades, Weston Davis consistently graded very low, especially in pass blocking. And so they made a change. They went to Ori Williams in the Alabama game, and I don't know if the results were that much better. Kerryus Kern, who Brian Kelly said earlier in the year is more of a guard than a tackle, is now your starting left tackle, and it was one of those position groups. Now, they did get two offensive linemen in the transfer portal, and Braylon Moore's been good, and Josh Thompson has been certainly serviceable at one of the guard positions, but we were talking about it, going all the way back to, I guess, January, after you lose Emory Jones and you're just wondering, who's going to be the other tackle, or how are you going to replace those two guys? And they tried to do it in-house, and it really was one of the worst decisions they made in the offseason, because that's where it starts as far as the poor pass blocking that LSU has had this season.
Do you think this was set in motion with Brian Kelly and everything else when they failed to address that during the offseason, the offensive line?
It's a huge mistake, and I think they tried to address it. There were some guys that they were interested in in the transfer portal that ended up signing elsewhere. But it's not only that. I mean, the guys that they had on the roster, they just didn't develop. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say if Weston Davis is a young guy. Tyree Adams is a young guy. Tyree Adams has been hurt here for the last few weeks and most likely out for the rest of the regular season. They didn't develop them. Maybe they'll be good before it's all said and done, but they just were not ready. The fact that they misidentified that these guys would be as weak links as they've been, it's been a real detriment to the entire offense.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back every Friday here at WWL as the Rouses Football Friday with Jeff Palermo as he talks LSU. Shop and save at Rouses, the official supermarket of LSU. 620 traffic now, WWL. Every Friday's Rouses Supermarket Football Friday. Rouses, the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff, there is Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Jeff, there is a game on Saturday, tomorrow. It's an early game. What do you think the turnouts could be?
That's a good question, Tommy. A very good question. It'll be a nice day. It'll be a beautiful day to go watch a football game, that's for sure. But an 11:45 a.m. kickoff, a 5-win team in November, opponent not that great. That's a combination for, I don't want to say a half-empty Tiger Stadium, but maybe three-quarters, four-fifths full, something like that. Now, interim head coach Frank Wilson is actually going to be going around in a golf cart tonight to the different tailgating areas and meeting with the fans, getting them fired up. So, Frank Wilson has really tried to make the point that these final three games of the regular season really do matter for this team. I don't know how much the fan base is buying. They're much more interested in the coaching search and the odds of who the next head coach will be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Then what happens these three games? And I think we've talked about it as well, Tommy. I think once a new head football coach arrives and touches down over at the Baton Rouge Metro Airport sometime in December, or who knows, maybe even in January, depending on what coach they're looking for, this football program then completely hits the reset button. And I'm not exactly sure what happens in these next three games, how that will carry over to the following season. So it's, you're going through these games. I think obviously if you're LSU fans want to see him win, I think a lot of people should be pulling for Garrett Nussmeier. He's done a lot of things the right way. It hasn't gone very well this season. You would really like to see him try to finish it strong. And then I think there's certain guys that you just want to see perform well. And I've said it before, I think, guys like Harlan Berry and Tre'Davious Green, those are two guys that are going to be on this team next season. I don't foresee them getting into the transfer portal, and they're young players that you really want to see them continue to grow. It was just disappointing when you still had an opportunity against Alabama and Tre'Davious Green drops that wide open pass that would have been a first down and would have kept that drive alive. And you want to just, Harlan Berry is a guy that you're seeing it. He had a long run against Alabama, had a good first half against Texas A&M. Could this kid really just have a game where he runs for 130, 140 yards? This is the game for LSU's offense to put it together if they can. I mean, Arkansas is horrendous on defense. They're absolutely one of the worst defenses that we've seen in the Southeastern Conference. It's a game that LSU should score in the 30s, and if they don't, again, that just tells you just the shape of where this LSU offensive line is, where this LSU offense is, too.
Frank Wilson doesn't just have to recruit high school. He's got to recruit his own team, right, to get him to stay?
Well, that's the key now, and that's why Frank Wilson was named interim head coach, is because, the early signing recruiting period is the first week of December. There's a very good chance that LSU will not have a head coach. And one of the reasons why Frank Wilson was named interim head coach was to keep this recruiting class together. And I think there's only been one defection. And a lot of the Louisiana kids most likely are going to be going to LSU. But again, it's also and the transfer portal window doesn't open up until January. So we don't know exactly who's going to be in the transfer portal. So maybe you'll most likely have a new head coach in place by that time. But, Frank is going to be a very important guy here over the next few weeks in making sure the recruiting class stays intact and actually signs at LSU in the first week of December.
It's going to be a good weekend to go to the game. If you've not been to an LSU game, you always wanted to experience it without the big, giant crowd. So I would say take advantage of it. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Dettelier about the Saints and what they're going to do during the off week. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.